I am Armando Batista, co-star feature in NBC's The Slap on Thursday, and I am on G5 Radio.
Now, we got to get into something that came earlier in the week, and I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but it was a video on a bus with a fraternity chant from Sigma, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, if I'm correct. Now, soundboard, if you can help me with this, I think I might actually have it.
There'll never be a nigger, I say. There'll never be a nigger, I say. You're getting from a dream, but I'm never talking to me. There'll never be a nigger.
Yeah, you heard that, correct, Mr. Cortez?
Yeah, I heard it. Mm-hmm. Disturbing, but I heard it.
Very, very trifling, very trifling. Your thoughts on this, Mr. GPS, with this whole fraternity scandal?
I have not heard anything about it.
Really? Well, this video that I just played was the racist chant that was heard and publicized on the news in the University of Oklahoma, if I'm correct. And they were on some kind of a trip, and then they did this fraternity chant that they must have had. And this is probably not a recent chant that they created. This chant has probably been around forever. Because if you hear it, they said basically there will never be an N-S-A-E. S-A-E would be Sigma Alpha Epsilon, which is a predominantly European fraternity that has been around since like the late 1800s. So it's like they're on the bus and they're singing this thing, clapping their hands. I think they said either, you know, something about hanging from a tree. Did you hear that, Cortez?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes. Soundboard, if we can do it again so we can let everybody peep this. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're playing this because people need to know what's going on here. This is not something that we condone. Never, never, never. But the following video that you hear is a trifling video of stupid-ass people that I believe deserve to be imploded. But anyway, soundboard, play it again.
There'll never be a nigger, I say. There'll never be a nigger, I say. You're hanging from a tree, but I'm never talking to me. There'll never be a nigger.
There you go. Mr. GPS?
I have no words.
Wow. That's shocking.
Yeah, it definitely puts a bad taste in your mouth, man.
Hell yeah.
But that's how...
And being Greek myself.
Yeah.
Fraternity. It's bad. That is horrible. I mean, you know, it's just something that you can't... There is no words. Like you said, it's speechless. It's a shame. It's trifling. And then two of the... people in there write apology letters and it's like, well, I'm trying to make myself a better person. You can't make yourself a better person after you say some stupid shit like that. You just cost yourself. You've been expelled from Oklahoma State University or the University of Oklahoma. You've, of course, the fraternity has been shut down in that chapter. You've lost your career. Whatever type of career you were going to have, gone. And you deserve that. In my opinion, you deserve that. But yet, everybody else on that bus, too, they need to be reprimanded also, I would say. That's my opinion. Cortez?
I agree with you. Because the only way you can really deal with ignorance is through education, man. And unfortunately... You just have someone that just will never, ever be able... You will never be able to educate them.
No.
They have to go through the experience of what it feels like to be discriminated towards in order to see how ignorant they really are, man.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
going to piggyback on this one because we had something that came in from our peoples at Gawker.com. Yes, we do listen to Gawker, too, so watch out now. The University of Maryland has opened an investigation over a frat brother's racist, misogynist email. After an email containing a racist, misogynist language sent to a campus fraternity by one of its members surfaced this week, the University of Maryland announced that it was opening an investigation on the case. The email's author dissuades his fraternity brothers from inviting women of color to a party and not to concern themselves with issues of consent. Now, this is a presumably edited version of the email that was published by the Huff Huff Pass Post. Our people's there. Big ups to the Huff Huff Pass Post. And it goes like this, quote, unquote, regardless of the rush shirt, let the ratchet ass, and I'm gonna get rid of the censored asterisks. You know us here. Regardless of the rush shirt, let the ratchet ass fuck during rush week. My dick will be sucked and fucked in compound basement, whether you guys like it or not. Don't invite any N gals or curry monsters or slanted eyed chicks unless they're hot. Ziggy, you're sick. You're sick, girl. Can come. She's cool.
Hey, curry monster?
Yes. Yes, yes. Don't invite any N gals or curry monsters or slanted eye chinks unless they're hot. Remember my N's, erect, assert, and insert, and above all else, fuck consent. Dicks untouched. Now, this was from the Kappa Sigma fraternity down there in Maryland. And they issued a statement confirming the email's author had been a member of the fraternity's University of Maryland chapter at the time the email was sent. Fraternity also announced that the individual was immediately suspended pending an investigation. The individual subsequently submitted a letter of resignation from Kappa Sigma. The statement reads, the undergraduate chapter of University of Maryland is also presently engaging in proceedings to formally expel the individual from Kappa Sigma, unquote. Baltimore Sun reports that some of the students wrote messages in chalk in front of the university library, including one about, quote-unquote, racist frats, and another asking the university president, what are you going to do about it? The one quote that I see here says, the utter disregard for decency, the racist incentive, the mindless disparaging of sexual consent has left me angry and profoundly saddened. Where does free speech and hate speech collide? What should prevail? What justification can tactically condone this kind of hate? Mr. Cortez.
Yeah, they're telling the truth, man. That's the thing that gets me. College is supposed to be for higher learning, man, but I really think it has lost its way.
I don't think so.
Because, man, we're in college, man. We learned. They taught us how to be tolerant of other cultures and ethnicities, but it seems like now, man, it's open season on some of these campuses, bro. Yeah. It's like you're going. It's like a damn war zone.
Exactly. I mean, it's another trifling issue again. You know, University of Oklahoma, and then now, you know, University of Maryland. So, this was, and this email was back in January of last year, and it's just coming to light now. Mr. GPS, I know you just itching after you heard that quote earlier. So please chime in.
Yes, you were breaking up.
No, sorry about that. No, I'm trying to get your commentary about that quote that I read to you. So what is your stance?
Well, hey, look, if, you know, I would think if I were one of these extraordinary, good-looking people that he's willing to accept coming in, I think you already know what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it is what it is. That's all he wants to see. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, but what kind of a precedent does this show to other kids, undergrads, that are trying to, you know, as they say, they're trying to rush to into a fraternal organization, and they hear something like that?
Just because you want to join it does not mean that it will be the place for you. Because if you have one person in here thinking like this, trust me, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just get in by himself.
Very true. Very true.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. Oh, go ahead.
If he's in the hierarchy, you know, if he's an administrator of sorts in the fraternity, it's a wrap. I mean, don't even walk past the building if you can avoid it.
That's true. And Cortez, you were about to say?
I'm about to say, if you are thinking about joining any kind of sorority or fraternity, do your homework. Talk with the members within there, because I bet you amount of money, if you look at the demographics of that particular fraternity, they probably don't have a lot of minorities up in there. It's probably just hardcore, full-blown Caucasians up in that bad boy. If he's talking like that, man, that tells me right there that it's a specific group of people blending well with that particular group of fraternity people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think you got the right thing on radar there. You're seeing what's going on here. So, like I said, seeing that G5 Radio is based on the organization that inspires me, Gamma Phi Sigma Manos Unidos Fraternity Incorporated, we, as a fraternity, are really disgusted of things like this happening. We never would condone anything like that at all from here to eternity. Never, never, never. And the same thing here at the show. You know, the trio that we are here, we've been through a lot through our times in college at Temple. Big ups to Temple. So why would we want to, you know, spread any kind of hatred to our own or to others? It just doesn't make sense. So, you reap what you sow, and that's just what's going to happen to them. So, that's on them, a pox on them, and, one day they're going to learn how fucked up they really are.
Justified, my mama cried. Black people died when the other man lied. See the
let's try to get into something a little bit more refreshing. So, soundboard, help me. Okay, now, gentlemen, this is a very special day for our own Mr. GPS. The reason why I say that is March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. But also, that is one of the most favorite days of our buddy Mr. GPS. Why? Because he is our liqueur connoisseur. Are you going to do anything, Mr. Cortez, for St. Patrick's Day besides go to school?
I usually don't do St. Patrick's Day, man, to be honest.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What's your last name?
Oh, Everett.
Isn't Everett Irish?
I never dug that deep to find out, to be honest, man. If I have any Irish background.
I think you have a little black Irish in you.
But no, I don't. I usually don't. My coworkers, they go crazy over St. Patty's Day.
Please share, sir.
Oh, man, what they do is they might either wait. Like, they can't wait. Like, you could tell when St. Patty's Day rolls around because everybody is just, nobody waits around after work. Everybody just shoots and do their thing, man. It's just funny. A lot clears out real fast. Everybody wants to get to the tavern. They get their party on and everything.
Okay.
Well, I just find that hilarious. I'm looking, I'm like, man, if you know, I didn't know it was so much emphasis put into it.
Oh, my God, bro. It's like, how many years has it been? Like, almost like 300-400 years of St. Patty's Day?
Oh, yeah, I know that, man. But I try to stay away from college area. Like, I live near University of Delaware, man.
Oh, yeah.
And when that goes down, man, those cats are out there in full force, man, doing their own thing. And I'm like, I try very hard to stay away from all that, man. Cause they get out there, get a few drinks, man. And they want to get and have some issues.
Okay. All right. I can dig that. Well, Mr. GPS, the liqueur connoisseur, do you think Mr. Cortez has a bit of Irish in him?
I think we have been disconnected yet again.
I don't know.
All right,
I'm back.
There, jeez.
Okay.
What was going to say? Like, where the hell did he go? Did he start St. Patrick's Day early? Well, my question was, do you believe that Mr. Cortez is Irish?
Sure, why not?
But going by the
last name. Sure, why not?
But, I mean, going by the last name, Mr. Everett.
That could be.
See? I'll bet you, if you took a look, you might have a little Irish in you.
Yeah, man. And sometimes I may not want to find out sides of me that, you know what I'm saying? I was telling somebody that. They're like, because you know that the Ancestry.com thing, man. They're like, you need to get that try, man. I said, I may not want to find out stuff about my background.
No, yeah. I'm not putting it out there. I don't want the government to know where I am, who I am, where I came from, and that. You can tell me about now.
You have a cell phone, right? You got a cell phone, right? You on a grid, man. Whenever you use that cell phone, they know where you at, man. The government keeps tabs on you through your cell phone.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody knows where you are, but wait a minute. Why would it? See?
I want to be off the grid.
You want to be off the grid. Yeah, right. Big brother watching you right now, buddy. And should we mention your Irish last name, sir?
Perfect. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. So see, there's nothing wrong. So since you are a little bit the Irish, sir, let's get the segue going here. So you know what time it is, people. It is that time for the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous. Champagne Dreams, Caviar Nightmares, and Eric Gobra. And our official liqueur connoisseur is none other than the big leprechaun himself. Mr. GPS, good evening, sir. Hi to die, laddie. Top of the evening to you, lad.
Top of the evening to you.
There you go. That's my brother. Into your St. Patrick's advice for us, I gotta tell you this something, and this is kind of serious for both of y'all. There was a Brooklyn minister, and this is from our peoples at the NY Daily News. A Brooklyn minister was arrested for drunk driving after being caught weaving through the Holland Tunnel with vodka.
Ooh, I'm in.
What did you say, GPS?
I said, my man.
My man? Guess what? That was a woman.
That's my girl.
So, the woman's name is Diane Reiners, and her Twitter handle, which lives up to what happened, Unruly Pastor. The Brooklyn Episcopalian minister was arrested for drunk driving after she was caught weaving through the Holland Tunnel with an open bottle of Absolut in the center console of the car, as the Boston people would say, in the car. What's that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Cops also found prescription pain medication and anxiety drugs in the car. The alarmed motorists were so frightened by her screaming. Wait a minute. Let me finish this off. The alarm motorists were so frightened by her swerving across the underwater passage to Jersey City at 6 p.m. that they called 911. The 53-year-old was weaving so dangerously that her tires of her Toyota were hitting a curb inside the tunnel.
Damn. It's only two lanes in the mall.
Exactly. And there was a quote.
The middle of the line, but damn.
She walking the line. She riding that line big time. The quote says, from her Twitter account, "My shoes never match, and I need God's grace so many times a day." Unquote. Mr. Cortez, a woman of the cloth with an open
bottle. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you this, man.
Oh, shit.
Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on that. Was Jamie Foxx in there with her, man? Was Jamie Foxx and all of them in there?
You can't blame it on the Henny, though. Got to blame it on the Absolute. Blame it on the Absolute. Man.
But the thing I like about it makes it so cute, man, is this is a woman of the cloth. And
yes.
It's nice to see that people of the cloth can make mistakes, too, man.
Yes. They fall off the wagon or just ride tires on top of the Holland Tunnel. Good God, man.
I wonder, was she drinking any communion wine, man, or was she drinking that?
She was drinking Absolut from the bottle.
Came out and say, "Well, I was testing out the communion wine, and I got a little bit into it."
God,
yeah. I guess not. Is she still going to have a job when she goes back?
Well, she's actually an assistant priest. Wait a minute. An assistant priest? That's a deacon in my book. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that is. In my book, that's a deacon. Because you're not really a priest. Oh, she okay then, man.
She okay? Really?
Yeah, she okay then, man. Okay. She can bounce back.
She bounce back or bounce off the sides of the Holland Tunnel?
Folks, I guess what we need to say is we're not trying to endorse alcohol usage or anything. We just like to bring up times when you should not be drinking alcohol.
Yeah, which is like maybe when you're driving on the Holland Tunnel at 6 p.m. Isn't that rush hour, Mr. GPS?
Ooh, damn. Wow. I'm telling you, personally, I like this one.
Excuse me? You what?
Let me tell you something. Right now, you've got to be the bravest person in America. You're going to get in your car, drive from New Jersey to New York to the Holland Tunnel with an open bottle, not a glass, not a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Not mixed in a bottle of soda.
Okay.
The Holland Tunnel with an open bottle of alcohol.
Right.
Both sides of it. And thinking nothing gonna happen? That's a bad thing.
I guess so. Blame it on the blues, got you feeling low. Come on, Cortez, you know the song.
Blame it on the alcohol.
That's right. I said, now, could she have been playing this while she was swerving?
I think she was, man. It's a good song, man.
That's a classic.
Yeah. You driving around, got your little buzz going, man. You driving around with that playing in the background, man. Shoot.
And if you're swerving by cars, Mr. GPS, how fast could you be going in the Holland Tunnel?
The limit in the Holland Tunnel, I believe, is 25. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a handful of people doing it. Okay.
The limit is 25, or was it that the limit of sips that she had with the open bottle was 25?
No, but again, I mean, take your normal two-lane street, and hell, even on the streets that we live on.
Mm-hmm.
Just take two lanes in that street, and that's basically what the tunnel is.
That's true. That's true. But you know what I say? In all honesty, yes, like you said, Mr. Cortez, this was a cute story, but in my heart of hearts, Mr. GPS, Cortez, feel me on this. I think at that moment when she was driving, she was filled with the spirit.
Yeah, she's feeling something, bro. What time was this again, man?
6:30 at night.
Yeah, she's going to happy hour, man. Probably coming
she
from happy hour.
Happy
going.
Hour in the car.
Oh.
What's that, GPS?
I said, you're at the end of rush hour. I mean, you're still in rush hour in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, rush hour ain't really over till about 8 New York.
That is true. That is true. But man, I'm telling you. Homegirl, you were filled with the spirit. And peace be with you, okay? And absolute, too.
Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose, blame it on the drunk, got you feeling gone, blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the she says she usually don't, but I know that she front, cause all they know what she want, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I hear you saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gon' do what you've been feeling deep inside. Don't let her out now. Girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and you're down on the floor. Fill another cup up, feeling on your butt. What? You don't even care now. I was unaware how fine you was before my bus had eaten. My bus had eaten. Screaming money ain't a
Mr. GPS, we got to talk about the types of liquors that will work for St. Paddy's Day. Everybody likes the lagers, the Guinness and everything. But OnLiquor.com, our peoples are looking at the Irish whiskey. A lot of different Irish whiskeys that you can pick from. We're just going to number them down because, obviously, you know, we don't want to get the time going. But if you want to see in detail what types of liquors would be good for you to celebrate St. Paddy's Day, go to liquor.com, and you can either try the Glenlow, or as it's called, Glendalough, which is with a sherry finish. You could try the Triconnell Mingle Malt. You can also even try the Red Breast 12-year single pot still, which goes back to the late 1600s. There's a lot of whiskey to choose from. Of course, Mr. Cortez, now we didn't forget about you. You know, your Hypnotic is also here on liquor.com.
I thought you were going to tell me, what was that Trey Songz liquor?
Well, that's true, yes. Trey Songz does have his liquor too.
Is it on that?
Yes.
Is it on that list?
Coming soon, Trey Songz. And remember, the liquor bottle is with a woman's legs being crossed.
Yeah, man.
But these whiskeys, especially this one, the Greenmore 8-year single grain whiskey, is a light one, but it has a bourbon finish. So used in the Jim Beam barrels.
Jim Beam? Yep. Hey, now you talk.
Yep, they take this grain and put it in the Jim Beam barrels, and then they do the distillery. So there's a lot of good Irish whiskeys out there. But Mr. GPS, what is your choice to just be Irish with it?
Wow.
Come on, you and don't tell me that you're gonna pull off some lame shit. I mean, right now your hero, a Sister with the Spirit, is swerving on the Holland Tunnel probably again with a bottle, listening to find out what you want.
Well, I tell you what, here's what we're gonna do.
All right.
But I didn't get a chance to go to liquor store today and do my research.
Shame on you.
So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to put a little spontaneity into it.
Ooh, spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. I want you to take a piece of pair of dice with you. I want you to roll those dice and drop them on the ground in front of the whiskey / scotch / bourbon section.
Okay.
And I want you to grab you not one bottle, but two.
Ooh, two bottles of whiskey?
Nope. One from the left side of the row, one from the right side of the row.
Mm-hmm.
You can start on the bottom shelf or the top shelf.
Okay.
You can add the numbers together, go across, go up, go down, and pick which one of you find.
Okay.
Get home and get down.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, we will make sure, Mr. GPS, that you got to do this research. And you can't let your fans down, sir. You know,
oh, hell no.
They depend on your every word.
I want everybody to go out tomorrow and get you a bottle of Johnny Walker, your choice of label. Bam.
Johnny Walker, what label?
Whatever label you want.
Oh, doesn't matter what type. Now, the black label, I saw that in Brazil, and that was pretty hefty. People were drinking like pot drunk like a skunk over there in Brazil.
Okay, just pick one and go home with it. Matter of fact, take two.
Oh, take two, Mr. Cortez. You might need to buy a second bottle for yourself.
That's shame on selling the half bottles, man, because I can't drink the whole bottle.
Okay, but you can give it as a nice gift. It's always good as a gift, too. Remember that.
True.
Mm-hmm. But okay. All right. We will take that into ultimate consideration. I will probably be the first one to experiment with that when I go and head to the Roger Wilco store. But for now, thank you, Mr. GPS, for this insightful inspiration you have given us for St. Paddy's Day. And this has been the Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous, the Champagne Dreams, Caveat Nightmares, the Guinness, the Whiskey, and Erego Bra. And remember, Mr. Cortez is Irish too. Top of the evening to you, Cortez and Mr. Murphy. So, that's your advice for this upcoming St. Paddy's Day.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna jump? 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 Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
act the fool? You better watch out. Hot shit be bringing the cops out. Come on, street niggas is ringing them shots out.
Short circuit and blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rocking the fur coat, bringing the blue fox out.
Diamonds light up the block, bringing the blue rocks out. While until all of my crew knocks out. Come on,
get your ass up on the floor.
Throw your hands if you want some more.
Baby, wiggle your crotch out. And peep the way we be blowing them spots out.
Come on, look how we got them ready to act out. Girl, I'm ready to get the twist in your back. Let's out. Go. Come on.
Drink yak till a nigga falling out.
Flat on his back, now watch a nigga crawling out. Talk to
him. Said Buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
Asses are swollen.
Ass getting big
but
now.
If your man baby sitting, then what you gon' say?
What we gon' tell him?
We gon' tell a nigga.
That's a Kabasi.
We gon' tell that brother.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Whoa.
Girl, you need to shake it off.
Too much hair on your cho-cha.
Shave it off.
Come on, jump, smack your ass and break it off.
And if it's too hot for y'all,
you need to take it off.
In case you ain't knowing, niggas, we on a roll now.
Diddy, like we done stumbled on a pot of gold now. Come on, food spilling all out of the bowl now. Money thick and harder to fold now. Come on.
Ladies, tell me if you're feeling
alright.
And are you sure that you up to doing it?
Alright.
I like this.
Listen, before you ask back, nigga, you wreck shit that we ain't even black yet. Come on.
Niggas all around and it's the rap police. Shut down the block.
And the club ain't even packed yet. Come on. Enough drinking at the bar. Hold it down. While it now. Till the club is closed down. Talk to
said Buster.
What's up, son?
Hey, them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
Asses are swollen.
And my ass getting big
but
now.
But if your man baby sitting, then what you gon' say?
What we gon' tell him?
You gon' tell a nigga.
That's a Kabasi.
You gon' tell that brother.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Whoa.
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
rob a bank, my nigga, cash rule. Bust it.
Let's get this money and act like a damn fool.
Fuck it. Act stupid and jump in the damn pool.
Bone bitches and me and them man's cool.
Come on, shit, I'm saying. Just put your bank up, nigga. With me and Diddy together, you bankrupt. Come on.
Fly niggas, we full of finesse, y'all.
Me and my nigga is finna bless, y'all. Come on. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Shut up.
Live niggas come and beat you around it.
What up? Come on.
Rep to the fullest now. These niggas ain't knowing how we gon' put it down. Come on. Cock aim and shoot.
Spray it down.
Steamroller you niggas.
And lay it down.
Come on. Niggas frontin' with they thug image.
But we pay them no mind.
Not drinkin' till the bottle finished. Talk to me.
Said Buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rollin'. And it look like.
Come on.
Their asses are swollen.
And my ass getting big
but
now.
But if your man baby sitting, then what you gon' say?
What we gon' tell them?
You gon' tell a nigga.
That's a Kabasi.
You gon' tell that brother.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Whoa.
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna
jump?
Don't this shit make a nigga
wanna
jump? Don't this shit make a nigga
come
wanna jump? Don't this shit make a nigga
wanna
jump?
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
Their asses are swollen.
And my ass getting big now.
Then what you gon' say?
What we gon' tell him?
You gon' tell a nigga?
That's a Kabasi.
You gon' tell that brother?
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Whoa.
right now without any more further ado, and definitely appreciate Mr. Cortez's patience. These are the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez, so soundboard, let's get with it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But, you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts and words for today is,
oh, shit.
Do not eat the yellow and brown snow.
God, really?
Yeah, because, man, I had an issue with my kids. I had to educate my students about this shit.
What do you mean?
Because some of them thought that the yellow snow was water ice, and I said, hell no, it's not water ice.
What?
It is urine.
Wait a minute, break this down again. They thought what?
Some of them thought that the yellow snow was some type of water ice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Generation is fucked up, isn't it?
Jesus. Oh, my God. And what did you tell them?
I told them like any other teacher would have told them.
Eat it.
Experiment. No, I told them, like, you need to try it and see what it tastes like. Experiment. My part of being a teacher is to let you live an experience. If you live the experience and you have learned a lesson from that experience.
Oh, that sucks.
So they decided to eat it. That's on them, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. You know what? Oh, God.
I guess the brown is chocolate. Chocolate flavor. Brown is chocolate flavored water ice.
Mr. Teacher, sir, why is this brown ice so chunky? it leaves a little aftertaste in my mouth. Oh, Jesus. You know what? Good job, Mr. Cortez. That's the way to educate the kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's called, what do they call it? Just make a sample of it, you know? do your hypothesis. You got a hypothesis of what it tastes like? Here, prove your point. Oh, jeez. But Mr. GPS, please chime on in. Try to top that one.
I do have one.
You do have some. Okay.
Remember, I don't know if we told Cortez, but you know a certain story I tried to tell you about earlier. I told you about earlier this week, right?
Which was?
Driving down a highway, lady accused me of taking her mirror off of my truck.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
Yes, this really happened.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to accuse somebody of hitting your car, stop swiping. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Make sure you have pictures. Make sure you have accurate details of the damage.
Mm-hmm.
A woman chased me 20 miles from Paulsboro, New Jersey, over in the Booth Wind, PA, and swore up and down I hit her car.
True story.
Hmm.
The bottom rail of any tractor trailer driving down the highway is going to be minimum 44 inches.
44 inches.
If the height on your if the mirror height on your car is only 36 inches, guess what? Unless I had a lean of 9 inches on one side of that truck, there was no way I was going to hit you.
Mm-hmm. And this person tried to accuse Mr. GPS of slightly damaging the mirror.
Yes.
But yet they didn't know a damn thing about math.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have any physical damage, did you? There was no physical damage on your vehicle.
Listen, first of all, if a tractor trailer hits you, it's going to be a lot more than a scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If he hits you, it's going to be a lot more than a scratch.
Very true. Very
did she call Popo up on you, man?
No, she called him, but she chased me 20 miles from the accident scene.
Man, you're probably in a whole different, you're in a different state, different everything. So, statute of limitation, honey, ran out for you.
There you go. That's it.
Buddy. But you don't go tracing, you don't go running nobody down like that, man. You could have been like, you could have been a crazy man. You could have been crazy. You would have been like, took a gun out on that woman or something, man. Mm. Oh, Lord. People just don't know, man.
Yeah, they don't, but I mean, look at mathematically, 44 inches to what, 32 or something like that?
Yeah.
36 inches on her car, 44 inches on mine.
Which is an 8-inch gap, okay? So So, yeah, unless you were driving a 4x4 Dodge Ram, then maybe, yes, because the tires are big and maybe you have a little, you know, your shocks are a little wide and long and everything like that. So, but not in that type of a car. That was like a straight hoopty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, your advice to people is think before you speak, correct?
Think before you speak and know what you're talking about when the police get...
And
I have to tell you,
uh-oh,
when she told them that the big black driver was up the hill, not one, not two, but three policemen came.
Yeah, man, that's the norm.
Tell the story. So, how we interact with police is going to go a long way to how the outcome goes.
Mm-hmm.
Please, have your facts. Know what you're talking about.
But here, one question though, from what she said and her facts and everything, are you a big black man? Now tell the truth, are you?
I look in the mirror. That's me looking.
You're a husky.
My 6'5" may say no, he's not.
You very athletic. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you intimidated that poor woman, man. That's what happened. She got real intimidated by you.
But wait a minute. If you don't mind me asking, what was she?
Oh, sister.
What? Wait a minute. Was this black on black crime?
Sound like it was.
Yes, black on black crime. Where's the humanity in this?
I'm trying to figure out, what did she, after all this went down, was she satisfied by what the officer said, or did she still want to challenge the notion that you hit a car or whatever?
Well, the problem was, because it supposedly happened in New Jersey, now you're in Pennsylvania. The police department where we were had no jurisdiction because you're so far from the scene, you just showed up here with this information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why if you get hit on the highway, you need to stay right there.
Yep. Unless yes, you do.
You want to catch that person in the next mile.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you need to stay right there and let the police do what they need to do.
That's true. That is true. But Jesus, man.
Man, you make friends everywhere you go, man. Make friends every fucking way you go. Yeah, so this woman now, she probably, hopefully you won't see her again, man. She will not stalk you.
I don't know, man. Did she take down your plates?
What's that?
Did she take your plates down?
He was driving the company's car, man.
She took plates down. She gonna follow you, buddy.
No, she got the company. He was in a company vehicle, man. He's safe.
Okay.
Unless she really want him that bad, but I think it's a done deal.
That could be, man. It could be. You know, so people just, take this advice. You know, if there is some type of a fender bender, stay there. Don't go plumb psycho and chase a person 20, 40 miles and lose any chance of acquiring any kind of proof. You basically jacked yourself up. And at the same time, really be smart about it. You know, this person was just trying to get away with something. You know, it's sad.
I just think the woman was just, crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's crazy as hell.
Have you ever chased anybody 20 miles?
No, man. Thank God she didn't have any, firearms on her. It really got ugly, man.
Is that a golf club?
Yeah, PA troopers would shot her ass dead right there, man. He would shot her right there on the highway.
Yes, sir. That is bad. But what do we say, Mr. Cortez? Whose fault is it?
Alcohol.
Yeah, they went on the alcohol. And this is the theme song for St. Paddy's Day, everybody. Just remember, if you fuck up or do something wrong, blame it on the alcohol. So, anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. But we thank everybody for joining us this evening. And just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to bring to us so we can spread out to the new world. And also, if you just want to tell us STFU so we can come you right back, please let us know on our handles. Twitter, G5 Radio, all one word, G-5 Radio on Skype, and the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI, Also, we are on iTunes. Yes, we are on the cloud, SoundCloud. We're all over the place, people. And I got to thank my two cohorts here for this help this evening. And just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't. And si se puede. Peace.
Yo, what's up, man? Get up, man. Get up, nigga.
Okay, boss, man.
Get up. You got to do your verse, nigga.
All right, I'll try.
Get up, nigga. Yeah.
I get drunk and I stumble to the phone and conjure up a bitch to bone when I'm alone. Bullshit, I told back I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off.
No, keep it going. J-Bo, can you make it?
I'm just not knowing. I get drunk and start talking more shit. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out. Cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. Damn, I'm drunk, I need a chunk, no better yet a hunk of that funk. When I get drunk, I might act uncouth, but when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, I'm freaky fresh. I make hip-hop fans say yes, yes, the lick's coming through. You know we gonna blow up, hold up, load up, I think I gotta... Damn, false alarm, I'm getting all the ladies with my cool charm. When I get drunk, I might even call my daddy a punk. Yeah, but only when I'm drunk.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Only when I'm drunk.
Let me pass the 40 to my nigga.
Yeah.
It goes one for the chronic, two for the amnesia. It's the pimp slap Nicky with drinks in the freezer. Bust a one apple, two apple type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a carjacker. Slip a Coke 40 fever when I'm cooler with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth, like I'm Harry Belafonte. Looking for them niggas that jump my homie Dante. All up in this bitch with the gin and Tango Ray. Drink like Mr. Window, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. But that's cause I'm old enough to do that type of shit. God damn, I gotta piss, I passed the mic to E. Swift. Yeah, I get drunk and can't nobody whoop me. I'm tripping. Must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon. Feeling like Oscar Earl any second. Wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the fuck was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the four O's. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me Ned, I keep a fifth in the trunk. Might fuck a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk.
I think I'm feeling a little better. Ready to bust this like this, and you don't miss. Check it out. I get drunk and start thinking about my friends that passed on. With every 40 ounce, the memory will last on. Black Man, Muzzle, Mike Lee, and Suave D. The three MCs will always live in my memories. We used to rock shows, we used to rock hoes, and drink 40 O's and wear the same clothes. Damn, I wish we could go through it again, but I know one day we gonna do it again. And when the day comes, it's gonna be live. But I ain't in no hurry, so we don't drink and drive. The alcoholics, we get funky when we drinking. Just a little something to pump up the thinking.
Only when we drunk, only when we drunk. Only when we drunk, no. Only when we drunk.
Beer run, Annie up, nigga. Put the money in the hat.